Now, as you progress in this idea of becoming more and more and more of the vibration of your true selves, you create a vibrational reality that makes it more and more and more conducive for others who are also operating that way as their true selves to interact with you, such as our civilization, other civilizations, and so forth. Now, again, please understand, when we speak of ourselves that way, we are not in any way, shape, or form saying we are better than you. We are not judging you. You are perfect as you are. We are equal to each other. We are simply different. But the similarities we have are where we form the links and where we form the bridges to allow us to co-create together a new reality in which we can together interact and generate new experiences, new exciting ideas that heretofore we didn't even imagine could be generated, could be experienced. We are more than happy to share with you the things that give us joy, the things that give us excitement, the ideas, techniques that work for us, that we know can work for you to create the reality you prefer if you wish to use them. But you don't have to use them. Again, we are imposing nothing on you. We are just sharing what has worked for us. If you want to use them, we guarantee that if you do use them, you will get an effect. If you don't want to use them, we guarantee you will get an effect. One way or the other, it will be the effect that's appropriate and right for you. And that's the most important thing. As we co-create a new reality together, it must be a reality that is the best for all concerned. Otherwise, there's no point for us in it, nor for you, really. So, as you become more of yourselves, and as we share with you ideas that might assist you in becoming more of yourselves, that process in and of itself will enhance, increase, and accelerate the likelihood of contact in other ways between your civilization and ours and other civilizations within our association of worlds and other beings and other civilizations yet to be discovered. That is really what contact is all about. It is the enhancement in a relationship with each other, of each other, by each other, for each other, to allow both to become more than they were before, more than the sum of the collective parts. And in that sense, add a new experience, so to speak, within all that is, so it experiences itself in yet again a new way, on a new level, from a new perspective. Yes, we understand the paradox that even though everything already exists, you can actually still have a new experience. But again, that's the power of creation itself. That's the power of paradox, and why we often recommend that you find it, that you look for it, that you seek out in any given situation the paradoxical elements. Because when you see the paradoxical elements in any given idea or concept, when you can see both sides, that means you're standing squarely in the center from which both ideas issue, and that means somewhere in the middle, in you, in your consciousness, that is where both of those seemingly contradictory ideas are actually the same one idea, just seen from different points of view. And that's when you truly know you are gathered together in the center of your being. When you're dealing with paradox in your life, you are truly blessed. For you're really standing at the crux of creation, right in the center of the crucible of manifestation, and you can learn to use paradox to your advantage. And we would recommend and suggest highly that you do so. Also, the understanding that as you begin to dissolve your concepts of space and time, you will also experience another kind of phenomenology in your life more and more, and that is something you have labeled synchronicity. Coincidence. Oh, that's just an accidental coincidence. There are no accidents. There are no accidents. Yes, there is randomness, but there are no accidents. There is orchestration on every level. And when you begin to experience either positive or negative synchronicity, as you may define it, the idea is that that shows you, it's a reflection, that shows you everything is connected. And depending upon the kind of vibration you are putting into it, will determine the kind of synchronicity that you get. Synchronicity, in that sense, is your way physically of interpreting the concept that everything is one, that everything is here, that everything is now. It's just being manifested in a kind of space-time way, where you recognize the coming together of things in a meaningful way that illustrates and reflects to you the meaning you have put into those particular props, those particular symbols. And it's being reflected back to you to show you this is what you're in alignment with. This is how good a manifester you are. This is how quickly you can manifest your awareness and experience of your connection to all that is and all the things in your life. Synchronicity is another symptom, if you wish, of expanding awareness. Another symptom, if you wish, of expanding awareness is to actually become more aware of the dark and the negative as well as the positive. Because again, remember, expansion and ascension is the product of integration, not segregation. You don't leave things behind when you advance, when you grow, when you expand, when you ascend. You take everything with you in a new way. And so to do that, you actually have to become more aware of the darkness, equally aware of the darkness as you are of the light. Again, we hear many people in your so-called New Age or spiritual age movement complaining that because they think they are so spiritually advanced, the idea of experiencing in their lives or being aware of negativity should be going away. No, just the opposite. The more aware you become, the more aware you become of everything. And that's the idea of integration, is that you're able to understand how to be aware of everything, but how to, in a relationship with it, become neutral toward it all. So that you can then choose what you prefer without devaluing what you don't. Recognizing that you prefer one thing over another is not a negative judgment. It's an observation, a neutral observation of simply recognizing something that is of a vibration that is more harmoniously aligned with the vibration of your true core essential being. That's a recognition. That's fine. But by judging something to be of lesser value than another thing as a choice is where you actually put the spin on it that actually amplifies the negative energy you say you want to move away from. You actually attract yourself toward it when you judge it. That's actually the meaning of the phrase in your Bible, judge not, lest ye be judged. It doesn't mean you're being judged from outside. It means that as you negatively judge a thing, as you devalue it, you take yourself to the level of the vibration that you are devaluing. Because again, remember, you cannot perceive what you are not the vibration of. And if you are perceiving something as valueless, you have to be in a state of valuelessness in order to experience that feeling about that thing. So you have to be devaluing yourself and put yourself on the same level to call something else as having no value. So when you recognize that that is not the state you prefer to be in, you will unconditionally love all the choices that are available, recognizing them as choices, for that's all they are. All that is does not devalue them. All that is contains darkness and light. It knows that. And it knows that that is part and parcel of being all that is. If you didn't have the darkness, it wouldn't be all that is. It would only be half of what could be. And that's all it would be. But because it is all that is, it contains all that it can and appreciates and cherishes and supports every single aspect of it. So the idea is to simply recognize that they're all valid choices and to simply then choose what you prefer without devaluing a choice that you no longer prefer. That's all you have to do to expand yourself and expand your awareness and create the sensation of ascension and expansion in your lives. Now, again, the idea, the trick, if you will, is how to put what you call the proper spin on these things, which means how to define everything in your life in a way that is harmonious with who you prefer to be. Many times we have shared with you our definitions of things and illustrated how diametrically opposed they are to the definitions that you have harbored about certain things in your reality that generate the kinds of experiences you have. but it is all about how you define a thing that allows you to determine how to experience that thing. So again, for example, in the idea that yes, we all recognize, as we said at the beginning of this transmission, that you and your planet have chosen to come up through vast amounts of experiential limitation, vast amounts of what you would call dark energy or negative energy. All well and good. And we've talked about the idea of recognizing that the choice to do that is actually an illustration of how strong you are as a spirit. So that's one positive way to look at it. But also, you can look at it this way. The idea now is that many of you may be saying, well, we're seeing now in this so-called new age of awareness, even more and more negative things coming up, more and more violence on the planet, more and more dichotomy and polarity on the planet. Yes. Because you're at the end of the age of the cycle of limitation, you don't have much time left in which to experience those things. You have to hurry up and get them all out on the table. Get them out of your system. Bring everything up to the surface so it's all transparent, so you can clearly see exactly what everyone believes, positive and negative, and make a determination for yourself what you want to choose. Nothing hidden any longer. Nothing hidden at all. The people that hate you, hate you and say so. And try to kill you. And say they enjoy doing it. And now you have an opportunity to simply recognize they have made a choice based on their beliefs, based on their definitions, and you can allow yourself to give value to the fact that their soul is learning from that experience, or will at some point learn from that experience. And you can simply recognize now it as a vibration that may not be your preference, and that can aid and assist you in making determinations as to how to relate to your world in a different way and change yourselves in such a manner that will really, truly allow you to experience a different world. And here's the secret. It's not because the way you change will change others around you. It's because there are, and here it comes, pay attention, already existing an infinite number of parallel Earths, each of a different vibration representative of a different reality. And the vibration you change to will determine which Earth you experience that already contains the people that are already germane to that vibration. The people around you may seem to change, but that's an illusion of continuity, or they may not seem to change. The point is that eventually you will no longer interact with them, no longer experience them. You will wonder where they went. They may take themselves out in a variety of ways. They may do so by appearing to die. They may do so by simply disappearing from your life, and you never really know what happened to them. But the point is that eventually you will recognize that what you've done by changing yourself is you've simply shifted your consciousness to a parallel reality where those vibrations no longer can exist. You haven't changed them. And if you're still interacting with versions of them, that's what you're interacting with. You're interacting not with a changed person. You're interacting with a version of that person that already existed in that reality that's germane to that reality. All these parallel realities already exist. Changing your world is not actually changing your world. It's leaving one world for another. Shifting your frequency to a different program that's already running on your giant TV of the universe. That's what it is, and that's why it is said, if you want to change anything in your world, all you have to actually do is change yourself. You will take yourself to a world where that change can be reflected to you because that change already exists naturally in that world. And thus, then, the idea of giving positive meaning to your experience will allow you to extract a positive effect and a positive experience for yourself. Remember, we said the only thing that's real is experience. That's it. Everything else in that sense is simply a symbol, a reflection of experience. The only thing that's real is experience. Physical reality is not real empirically unto itself. There is no out there. There is no out there. That's the illusion. It's all here. It's all now. All of it. Every bit. Another analogy we have used with regard to the idea of the darkness the experience of the darkness you have created on your planet to give it a positive spin is what we have called the rubber band analogy. And the way we explain that is just as you have on your planet the idea of a rubber band, and you know that if you take a rubber band and pull it back and let it go, it shoots off in another direction, the opposite direction. The idea of the degree to which you have chosen to experience limitation and darkness on your planet is actually a beautiful thing, because the degree to which you experience the darkness is the degree to which you will also experience the light. The rubber band analogy is that the farther back you pull the rubber band into the darkness, when you finally decide to let go, that's how much farther and faster it will shoot on the other side. Because you're giving it all that momentum, all that energy, by pulling it so far back into the darkness. So when you do reach critical mass and you do cross the threshold and you do finally let go after straining for so long to hold it back here in the darkness, it will shoot very quickly onto the other side and go that much further into the light. And that's why your planet is so fascinating to so many beings, is because, well, I'll just put it this way in your lingo, you're where it's all happening. It's a very exciting world. You're going through a very exciting transformation. And you are allowing us, and we thank you, to go along for the ride and learn from you. Believe me, what you're going through, what you've gone through, is not for naught. Other planets that are going through similar things, but maybe not quite as intensively, are learning from you, because we pass along information from your experiences to them. And then they go, well, if they can do it, anyone can do it. If they can find light from that much darkness, our problems don't look so bad. So thank you, Earth, for being the advanced university of limitation and release. Limitation and release.